For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I'm proud to say that this week we begin an ongoing series of reports from Phil Jackson of KPFT, and he's going to give us the black man's perspective on the drug war.
This is Phil Jackson with a black perspective on the drug war in America. I'd like to thank Dean Becker for allowing me to spend a couple of minutes each week looking at America's insane war on drugs from the point of view of the communities that suffer most from it. Every war has its casualties, and every war has its objectives. The casualties of the drug war are clearly and overwhelmingly people and communities of color. What most don't realize, though, is that those casualties are, in fact, one of the main objectives of the war itself. Over the next few weeks, I intend to draw a picture of a racist attack deliberately waged on America's black and brown-skinned citizens for political, social, and economic gain, to show how America's irrational drug laws have destroyed black families, put guns into the hands of black youth, militarized our neighborhoods, and resurrected slavery here in the land of the free. I intend to show why it is perfectly reasonable, from a black point of view, to conclude that the American government is complicit in this ever-escalating drug trade that swamps our communities with cheaper, more plentiful supplies of drugs. Most importantly, I want to make the case for the only real solution for black America, which is, of course, ending drug prohibition. For the black perspective on cultural baggage, this is Phil Jackson.
This is last week's guest on Cultural Baggage, Mr. Cliff Thornton.
What has to happen? And when we start to look, because these drugs are going to be legalized, medicalized, and decriminalized one day. It's got to happen. We can't continue on this track. We have got to replace this underground economy, because most of the black and brown community and the poor white community are dependent upon the illegal drug trade for their very existence. So there has to be some type of reparations or indemnification to sustain these people after prohibition.
Cliff told us that the Camden, New Jersey police chief recently commented that without the crack trade, the city would collapse financially. And I know the very same would hold true for my town. How about yours? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.